Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Luke 9, though, we begin to see some changes in Jesus' ministry. Jesus has the 12 with him, and later on he had another 70 that followed him closely, and they had a lot of people that traveled around with them in these meetings, and sometimes they'd have healing lines that lasted all day long, I guess, and ministry and people getting delivered, but they were bringing them to Jesus. But at this point, things begin to change. Look in Luke 9. And the first verse, Luke chapter 9, verse 1, I was recently reading here, and I saw this. It said, then Jesus called his 12 disciples together, and he gave them power and authority over little devils. Huh? Weak ones. No. All devils or demons, and to cure diseases. Now, if you go back and read Matthew's account of this, Matthew 10, then it said every manner of sickness and every manner of disease. Did he authorize and empower them, give them authority and power over every unclean and evil spirit, and every disease and sickness? Yes. Did he do it? Yes. Yes, he did. And then what did they do? Well, let's keep reading. He gave them power. Everybody say, he gave them power. See, he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Are you believing with me tonight?
Yes.
Oh, this is so important. This is so rich, so good. Believe with me now. He sent them to do what? To preach means, you know, that word's been kicked around so much people don't, you know, it's just a religious word. Preach means to proclaim, to announce, and to tell people. So many times it says preach the gospel. What's gospel? Good news, proclaim and announce the good news, here it says, of the kingdom. The kingdom of God. Now, we can't talk about reigning without talking about the kingdom.
Amen.
What is the kingdom of God? That's another term and phrase that you've heard so much until people, it's just a religious concept. What is a kingdom? A kingdom is a dominion. A kingdom is where an influence extends to. You know, the dominion of the United States extends specifically over our states and our territories. That's the kingdom of the United States. Well, no, we don't use that kind of terminology, but wherever the United States has dominion and control, that's the kingdom of the U.S. Well, where's the kingdom of God? He said, the kingdom is in you, within you. But, you know, it's over 150 times in the New Testament that the kingdom of God is referred to. I mean, Jesus talked about it so much that his disciples thought he was talking about setting up an earthly kingdom right now. And that he was going to be king of. In fact, that's one reason why they were so confused when he let them take him. Because they thought he's going to set up and he's going to overthrow the Roman government and everything else. And he is.
Yes.
Just not right then.
Amen.
Right? Because Revelation tells us that there come a time when the kingdoms of this world shall have become the kingdoms of our Lord.
Amen.
And you and I are going to rule and reign with him over the whole thing.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Right now we're in faith school.
Hallelujah.
Getting trained for the job. So we best get to learning about how to rule and reign. I mean, if you can't reign over your backyard, Right? If you can't reign over your own body or your own finances, then you're not ready for to reign over whatever God's got planned for us. It's going to be big. You know that. But the kingdom of God is where God is exercising authority and His presence and His will is being done and manifested. Remember what Jesus taught the disciples to pray and us. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What's next? Thy what?
Kingdom.
I mean, after reverencing the Father, the first thing He said, thy what? Thy kingdom come. What's the next phrase? See, these two are inseparable. Wherever God's kingdom is manifest, His will is being done. And when Jesus showed up and demoniacs were set free, people were healed, people were blessed, then He said, the kingdom has come to you. What does that mean? You are seeing the will of God in front of your eyes, because before He got there, what was happening? The devil was ruling. Where the devil is exercising influence and dominion, then you see destruction, you see devastation, you see death, you see depression, you see poverty. Why? Because the devil is ruling. Oh, but when the kingdom of God is manifest in the earth, then the devil has to back off. He's pushed out. He's not doing His will. God's will is manifest. Whew. Oh, glory to God. That was worth you coming tonight just for that right there. Glory to God. And that's why Jesus talks so much about the kingdom. The kingdom what? God's will being manifest. God's rule being expressed. And that's why it is not accurate for some of these folk that are beating their pulpits and saying God's in control, and in a roundabout way they're trying to say everything that's happening is the will of God. No, it's not. I said it's not. We get a picture when God is completely in control of everything on the earth. There'll be no more curse, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. Hallelujah. That's why, if it was already done, why would Jesus tell us to pray, thy will be done?
Yes.
Pray, thy kingdom come. If it's already done, why pray that it would be? No, it has not fully been manifested. The kingdom is within us, but it's going to be manifest outside. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you and I don't have control over everything, but we can rule and reign in our life. Hallelujah. We can. He said He authorized them and empowered them and sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Can you preach? People don't have a problem with that. Can you heal people? You see where I'm going? Somebody said, well, you're not the healer. You can't heal people. Well, see, Jesus got the same thing, didn't He? When He would tell people, your sins are forgiven, they said, you can't say that. Who do you think? He said, well, which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say you're healed, get up and walk? And that you may know that the Son of Man, did you hear that? That the Son of Man has power on earth. He said, get up, take your bed and go. And the man was healed.
Hallelujah.
No, you're not the healer. You're not the deliverer. You're not the Savior, but are you authorized? Do you have authority over sickness? Do you have authority over all the work of the devil? Yes, you do. I said, yes, you do. So that's how you administer to people. You become fully persuaded, fully convinced that when you tell a disease to leave, it has to go. It has to obey. Not just you, but because you're authorized in Jesus' name. When I first started working with Dr. Kenneth Hagin at the healing school, I helped him for some length of time, and then eventually he had us speak. And he said one man can't do it all. He was doing other things. And so I was the one who was speaking and laying hands on people where he had been just not long before. Well, I felt inadequate. I thought, well, he'd been walking with God at that time, even was 50-something years, and he's had all these experiences, and he's got this anointing on his life, and I felt, you know, inadequate. But the Lord showed me what to do. And the Lord dealt with me. I don't mean I heard a voice, but he dealt with me. Don't talk about what you don't have. Don't talk about your lack. Don't compare with somebody else. You give thanks for what I've given you. And you confess what I've told you. And I'd take these verses right here that I've just read to you. And I'd get in the floor before laying on a hands day. And I'd lay there in the floor sometimes 2 or 3 hours at a time. And I'd just lay there and I'd say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Because he's anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord is on me. Because he's given me power and authority over every unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal every sickness and every disease. And I'd say it and I'd say it and I'd say it and I'd say it. Why? Faith comes by hearing. And I need to hear it. Right? And there's been times I'd lay in the floor sometimes half a day and skip the noon meal. But brother, when I walked out there and people lined up in front of me and they said, this one's got cancer and this one's got a growth and this one's got AIDS. I'm telling you, I believed it had to obey me when I told it. Cancer, you file disease, you die and dry up and leave this body. Tumor, you dry up and be gone.
Amen.
But somebody said, well, I'd never do that. Well, I know, and that's why it won't happen for you.
Yes, that's right.
But if you'll do what I'm telling you, if you do what the Bible says, you begin to say, I've been given authority. I've been authorized. He's given me power and authority over every unclean spirit to cast it out and every sickness and disease. Now, just because you say it one time doesn't mean you'll become fully persuaded, but you just stay after it. You keep hearing it and saying it and saying it and hearing it and meditating upon it. You'll become persuaded. I said, you'll become persuaded. And when you do, you'll stop letting the enemy's work rule over you and you'll begin to rule over it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Keep reading. Verse 6. So they departed and they went through the towns and they did what? They preached the good news. We know it's the good news of the kingdom. And they did what else?
Healing.
Everywhere. They did exactly what he told them to do. He said, go preach and heal. How could they do that? Because they got authority. Right? They've been given power and authority.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Authority Delegated, you may write to Moore Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001B. That's R-1001B, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.